Send in the last patient, please. Thank you. Hi, I'll be your doctor for today. We're just going to go through your routine checkup process. So nothing to be nervous about, okay? Great. Please take a seat over here while I get some stuff prepared. I will be right with you in a moment. Okay, sir. I want you to come and sit on this bench for me. Yeah, right here. Thank you. First, I'm going to check your eyes. Look up straight, please. I will use this light to look through your eye. It might feel a bit uncomfortable for a second. Ready? Here we go. Checking your left eye. Looks good. Now your right eye. All right, all normal. Okay, let's move on to your ears now. Turn your head to the side, please. Thank you. I will insert this device slightly inside your ear canal to check it. All right, let's see. Seems good, quite clean and healthy. Now turn your head to the other way. Okay, all fine. Just have to check your mouth now. So open all the way. Put this tongue depressor in. Say ah, please. Good, good. Stay seated, please, sir. I'll be right back. No, I'm just entering some information about the checkup. By the way, this might sound odd, but may I ask what high school did you go to? No, really? I thought you might have looked familiar when you first walked in. Yes, I went to the same school too. I guess I bumped into you there or something. Small world, am I right? Yeah, I remember Mrs. Patrick. She was a tough principal for sure, but I think it was necessary to be honest. Yeah. Good times. Anyway, let's continue with your checkup, shall we? I will place this stethoscope on your chest here. Take a deep breath. Now exhale. Cough, please. Good. You know, there was something else that made me think I recognized you. Look at my face. Do you remember me? No? How about now, without the mask? You seem to be getting nervous. Is everything all right? Yeah, it's me. Pig Nose. What do you mean, who? That's what you and your friends used to call me at school, don't you remember? What? Speechless now? That's so unlike you. Relax, relax. I was just testing you. Don't worry about it. It's all water under the bridge. Yes, I'm sure. It was so long ago, and after all, teenagers will be teenagers, so I forgive you. No, no need to apologize. As I said, all is forgiven. And yeah, you're done with the stethoscope. You can stand up. So now, I want you to take off all of your clothes, please. You can do it behind the curtain over there. You'll also find a hospital gown there that you can put on. All done? All right, please lay down on the examination bed, facing up. Hands to your side. I will lift this gown up to your chest. No need to be embarrassed. Keep your hands to your side. I want you to relax your body while I feel around your abdomen with my hands, okay? Let's start from the top, like so. Checking everything, liver, stomach, kidneys. All right, I'll go down a bit, checking your bladder. No issues there. Okay, we're done with this part. Now please keep the gown lifted up. Actually, I need you to take it off completely. Yes, please. I think it will be necessary for the next part. Lay back down. Perfect. Give me your right hand, please. Yeah, I have to strap your hands. It's part of the procedure. Yes, I know you haven't done this before. Don't worry about it. You can trust me. Now your left hand. Thank you. All right, let's set up these stirrups so I can get a better look here. All right? Alrighty. I need you to spread your legs apart for me. There you go. Now lift your right leg and let me strap it in on the stirrups. Like so. Give me your left leg, lift it up, and strap it in. Nice and tight. Here we go. Great. Now I got you exactly how I wanted. Totally exposed and vulnerable. Oh, what do I mean, you say? Did you really think I actually forgave you for what you've done to me? You made my life literal hell, you prick. I dreaded going to school every day because of you and your friends. So no, I'm no longer your doctor now. In fact, I ceased to be the moment I realized you were my bully. I was just biding my time for the perfect opportunity to exact my revenge on you. Aw, are you scared? I love seeing the fear in your eyes. Yeah, you should be. You're completely under my mercy now. So, let's see. How do we start? What's that? You want your mommy? Don't you remember? You used to say that to my face while you were picking on me. All right, let's grab this small dick of yours. Aw, it's so fucking tiny. I knew you were trying to compensate for something by acting all tough in school. Does it hurt when I pinch on it like this? You're so pathetic. Please stop. Aw, I will stop pinching and start flicking. I know exactly where it will hurt most. Just behind the tip of your penis. So satisfying watching you squirm in pain. What's this? I couldn't think you'd get any more pathetic. Are you getting stiff? You like me torturing you? Bad boy. Yeah, you needed more discipline in your life. Keep saying you're sorry. I like it. Naughty boy. Do you need more spanking? Wrong answer. I see the spanking didn't work at all. Your dick is all a wreck now. We have to do something about this, right? Moving my hand down to these balls. What do we have here? Your balls feel quite full, are they? Aw, come on. You can tell me. I'm your doctor after all. I think some milking is in order for you. But I won't make it pleasurable. You can trust me on that one. Look at me. I will stand here between your legs and I will milk that small dick of yours 3 consecutive times until you're drained out of the last drop of cum you have in your body. This first one will be for me giving me that stupid nickname. You understand? I said, do you understand? Yes, ma'am, that's right. But first, I have to tie these balls up with this rubber band I got over here. Just like this? Is it too tight? Aw, too bad. Didn't I say I will make you suffer? If you're whining about this, you're not gonna like what's coming to you later. Also, let's put a good amount of lube on your dick. That's nice. We're ready to go. Jerking your tiny cock is so hard. My hand can barely find a place to grip to it. Seriously? Did you ever get a girlfriend? No woman would be anywhere near this pathetic excuse of a dick. And I'm only doing it to torture you. You loser. You should consider yourself lucky. This will be the most intimate you'll ever be with a woman. Am I right? Say yes, ma'am. Good. Whimpering and moaning. This fast already? Are you a premature ejaculator too? Wow, you keep surprising me each time, in a bad way, of course. Well, let's try to prolong this. I will squeeze your shaft real tight. Is it painful? Do you want me to let it go? How about I squeeze even harder? Beg me to let go. That's not good enough. Beg like a pig. You know, like the nickname you gave me? So easy to break, huh? Here you go, back to jerking. Looks like you're getting close again. Let me get next to your face.
Are you ready to come? I want you to shoot your load into this plastic cup. Understand? Okay, on my count. 3, 2, 1. Good. Got all of it in there. Now, open your mouth up. I said, open. I will pour all of this cum right into your mouth. Keep it open. Yes, drink it. Now swallow. Yes, don't waste anything. That's right. That's what losers like you get. Now, moving on to your second milking. Yeah, no time to recharge. With your cock still sensitive and tender. Wanna know what the second one is for? I'll tell you. Remember that time you flipped my lunch tray and food got all over my clothes? Yeah, I had to walk the entire day at school with dirty, wet clothes while you and your friends were having your laugh at my expense. But the power dynamics have shifted now, as you can see. I'm the one with my hand around your cock, rubbing and pressing hard on the tip. Aw, I love seeing you in pain like this, unable to do anything to stop it. You understand now the pain you caused me? Are you ready to apologize? But I don't think I'm ready to forgive you just yet. Looks like you're all ready to blow again. Here you go. Come again now, loser. I'm gonna slap the cum out of your, sorry, little dick. Ah, there you go. Squeeze it all out. Nice. But let's not waste any time and get right back into it. You keep begging me to stop, but you know I won't. You get what you deserve in life. And if you're smart, which I doubt you are, you'll consider this a lesson. By the way, this third milking is for when you trap me in the janitor's closet. I bet you remember that. Do you? Because you got suspended for it for like a week. Ah, now you're crying, just like I was that day. See, you can feel empathy with a bit of pain. Everyone can, I guess. Isn't that right? To make sure you're milked completely dry in this one, I will part those ass cheeks of yours and slip in my finger right up your ass. Here we go. I'm gonna milk your prostate real nice. Yeah? You feel it? That's only one finger. How about we add another one? I love the way you're trembling under my hands. You're in complete agony, thinking about all the times you've been bad to me and how much you're regretting it now. And a third finger is going in, so open now. Okay, let's finish you off with a bang. Ah, biggest one yet, oozing all the way down your cock. But I won't stop finger fucking your asshole. Maybe we can get a bonus load out of you. Ah, here it is. Wow, I'm actually impressed. Not by you, of course, but by my ability to milk this much cum out of such a tiny cock. Yeah, we're done here, I guess. Let's get you off this bed. Stand up and go put your clothes back on. I certainly don't blame you after what you've gone through in this session. Hey, before you leave, I can't wait to see you for our next checkup.